In the 13th chapter of the book of Genesis, Abraham and Lot had become rich with much silver and much gold and many cattle. And along with all of this substance came tension and strife among the shepherds. So Abraham said, "Let there be no strife between you and me, for we are brothers. Separate yourself from me. If you will take the left hand, I'll go to the right. And if you depart to the right, then I'll go to the left." The Bible says that Lot chose all of the plains of Jordan. I would like to pause here and say that there was nothing sinful about the choice that Lot made. Lot chose that which was beautiful, a land that was fertile, a land that would provide water and grass for his herd. Lot was wise in his choice. But let us not forget that everything that glitters is not gold, and everything that looks like that it would be the best for us is not always the best for us. Lot did not sin in his choices. Neither did Lot partake of the sins of the men of Sodom. Lot was a righteous man. Lot kept his integrity. The Bible says that Lot's righteous soul was vexed by the sins of the people, by what he saw going on every day. It vexed his soul. Should it not vex our hearts, our souls, to see what is going on in our country today? When we look around us and we see the sin that is being paraded before us, sins that are asking for our approval, when we see all of the things that's going on, even under the guise of religion, it should vex our soul as it did Lot's soul while he was living in Sodom. Lot found out that choices do have consequences. Even though Lot chose that which looked like the best, the most watered, the most fertile, God did not forget Abraham. After Lot pulled up his tent and headed east, the Bible says the Lord said to Abraham, "Lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are. Look northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land that you see, to you will I give it and to your seed forever." Lot chose all the plains of Jordan for himself, but God chose all of the land that Abraham could see, which included all the plains of Jordan, all the mountains of Judea, all the way from the rivers of Egypt to the Euphrates River. This was what God chose for Abraham. What am I saying? I'm saying, friend, when you have a choice, defer your choice to God. Let him choose your path. Let him show you the way. Let him show you a land that flows with milk and honey, and follow his direction. You will never regret it. Choices have consequences. Choices has rewards. Some of those rewards are good. Some of them are bad, but the choices that God makes for you will always wind up good. The land that God gave to Abraham, those rocky hills in Judea, was the same hills that God chose to build his temple. It was the same rugged hills in which his son Jesus was given to this earth to forgive all sins of all mankind. It was in these hills of Judea that Jesus gave his life to redeem the world. God knows what he's doing. Defer your choices to God. Allow him to lead and direct you in the way that you should go, and he will show you a land. and all the blessings that you will ever need to survive in this world. I'm going to end the lesson right here. May the grace of God be upon you. May His favor shine in your path. May the meditations of my heart and the words of my lips be pleasing unto God, my rock and my salvation. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.